Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
The opening market report's coming up right now, and we're excited because we're within 25 calls of making these challenges today. I'm Jay Pierce, Dave Dickey is here, and Rita Schulte, and we have 47 calls in during morning edition so far. We have 23 to go to meet the challenges, and now we have, Rita, $2,000 in direct challenges riding on the next 23 calls.
Absolutely. There are challenges from Carpet Weavers in Champaign and from the Del Coman family. $2,000 riding on the next 23 calls. That'll pay for a lot of radio here on WILL, and we're counting on you. There is nothing you can do in the next 10 minutes that will have that much of an impact on the rest of the community. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. If you're listening to our web or on our web service, hit the light bulb. Go to willpledge.org and make your contribution right now.
Is this an important part of the mix of information that you depend on to make wise decisions in your agriculture business? Call now. Let us know. 217-244-9455. If you're looking for one of those times when your pledge means that much more, it's right now. We have $2,000 riding on the next 23 calls. We need to get them in before the end of the opening market report, so call now, 217-244-9455. Thank you, and our pledge to you is to continue serving you and to even grow this service into a more valuable one for you with your pledge of support.
This morning, U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress that another wave of government spending may be needed as the economy limps through what could be an extended period of subpar growth. It was the first time that Bernanke had explicitly endorsed a second stimulus package. Bernanke said Congress should consider including measures to improve access to credit, but he did not specify what form they ought to take. He said there were some encouraging signs that steps taken so far to unfreeze credit markets were helping, but that it was too soon to assess their full effects. Meanwhile, a private research group today says the economy's health improved for the first time in 5 months in September, as interest rate spreads, supplier deliveries, and new orders strengthened. The New York-based Conference Board says its monthly forecast of future economic activity rose by 0.3%, a better reading than the 0.2% drop expected by Wall Street economists.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's take a look at how prices fared on the opening bell this morning in Kansas City. December wheat open at 603, up 5.5 on the open. March, 621, up 6.5 at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 570, up 3.75 on the open. March, 591, up 4.5. July, 620, up 6.25 on the open. December corn open at 413, up 10 on the open. March, 432, up 11.5. May, 442.5, up 11.75. July, 451, up 11. September, 463, up 12. December, 469.5, up 11.5 on the open. That, of course, the 2009 contract. November beans open at 926, up 32 on the open. January, 940, up 35.25. March, 950, up 33.25. May, 961, up 35. July, 967, up 34.5. November, 971, up 34 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 269.50, up 10.30 on the open. January, 272.50, up 12.70. December soybean oil opened at 36.62, up 12 on the open. January, 37.15, up 13. October live cattle open at 91.40, up 35 on the open. October feeders 98.90, up 50. December lean hogs 56.75, up 45 on the open. And February bellies 87.10, down 47.5 on the open. Dow Jones Industrial average at 89.95. It's up 142 points. The NASDAQ at 17.19 is up 8.52. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel. He is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
It was just a week ago that you stepped out boldly where no analyst had gone before, at least for a little while, and said, you know what, this marketplace is beginning to turn. You might want to consider getting in here and getting some calls. What a profit you turned out to be.
Anymore, you say something, and about a half hour later, it might be a little bit different. But no, we've been looking for a low here. Cycle counts suggest that we're in the time frame to record some type of low. Then too, you look at the magnitude of the sell off we've seen here. The market's incredibly oversold, and so we're sort of in a position here where it's due to retrace. The momentum indicators are starting to give some buy signals here, and so we're in a set time period here where it warrants not being so negative and maybe looking at some positive factors to start and fold here as we go into late fall, early winter, Dave.
When you talk to your clients, I'm sure from time to time things that they hear said on AM 580 Agriculture come up in conversation. What do your clients say about this service?
Well, it depends who's speaking that day. But for the most part, a lot of people listen to your program. It's the real only source out there to give some real good information and current information to work off of. The people we visit with really enjoy the variety of the analysts you have on. And they feel it's a real asset to staying in touch and informed of what's going on. Not only, as I mentioned, listen, but also read. There's been a big push or interest in your website, your weekly newsletter you put out. So you've got a real value-added product there that the producers and community's really been looking at here for the last several years.
217-244-9455, the number to call if you appreciate and use this agricultural service in your business some way. If it helps your profitability in some way, now's the time to call because we have $3,000 essentially on the table. We have $2,000 on the table. And that particular challenge will be ending here in just a few minutes. And then, of course, we have our other agricultural challenge, of which you are a part of, and thank you for that.
Yeah, we enjoy helping out. We realize that there's a lot of interest here. We got to keep you guys going from the standpoint that if we happen to lose your source of information, producers will have to search and scratch for other ways to obtain the information they need because it changes in a hurry. And that's the disadvantage for, like myself, being on Monday one day a week. The news is so fast and so touchy that things can change in a heartbeat.
That's four of our good friends of agriculture, Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, AgriGold Hybrids, and the Andersons, pooling together and putting $1,000 on the table that they will give us and add to our pledge total. And when we hear from 60 other agricultural friends who appreciate and will support WILL Agriculture. Again, the number 217-244-9455. And we have a couple of other challenges also on the table there, Rita.
Absolutely. We've got a $1,000 challenge from Carpet Weavers here in Champaign and other locations around the area. And from the Del Coman family, another $1,000 on the table, encouraging you to go to your phone. Focus on this, 217-244-9455. We're only talking about your contribution right now. You decide how much it's worth. Is an hour of broadcast something you can chip in $100 to help pay for? Do so this morning. It means more than you can possibly imagine to the financial support of this station. We're looking for 18 calls in the next couple of minutes. 2 minutes to make a huge difference in the amount of information and the quality of information you will have to run your business, to run your agricultural operation. And that's writing on the table right now. 217-244-9455. Our friends from the ag community have kicked in another $1,000 because they value this service, because they know to aggregate that much information in one place would take you forever. And Dave and Todd are here doing it for you. So we have how many more to go? 15 more to go. So that's just 15 calls. You and 14 other folks. Call up and say you're supporting ag, you love the international news, you love the national news, you love the talk shows, just give us a call. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
Kurt, let's assume for the moment that the hook reversal and the follow-through that we saw and your analysis last week is correct. What are the upside targets?
Well, it'd be nice to, you know, talk the old highs we made last summer, but I think that's going to be a tough one to come by here. If you look at the corn chart, we've basically given up $2 since September there. So it'd be fair to say that we could recapture a dollar of that. If corn futures can stay above $4, we could start talking $4.70. On the beans, same type of scenario. You're just talking some bigger numbers. You know, we broke basically $4. We wouldn't rule a $2 rally back up to the upside. That's looking at the future side, but we believe probably the biggest bang for your dollar is in the cash market. Mm-hmm. We feel that producers are going to be tight holders here and store. Also, too, we're seeing demand resurface. So, therefore, the biggest gain will probably be in the basis levels between now and the middle of December, Dave.
Are producers going to then, except for contracts that they've already forward contracted, essentially store everything they can?
For the most part, the big picture, but there are guys that's needing to pay some bills. So we're seeing those guys use strength in here and continue strength in here to liquidate cash and inventory, but they're going to be replacing ownership on paper to take advantage of some upward moves here between now and year end.
We hear that OPEC is meeting on Friday. They're holding an emergency meeting to decide what to do about their quotas in November. Big numbers are being splashed about, from a 500,000 barrel reduction to as much as a 2 million barrel reduction. Let's have it and balance it out and say, let's say that OPEC cuts its quota by a million barrels a day. What does that potentially mean for that futures market in terms of support on the downside, and potentially then in turn mean for corn and soybeans?
Well, it would be supportive, maybe from a longer-term perspective. You know, they need to make, if they make that cut and keep that cut in progress over time, it will start to limit a little bit of the supply. But we've dinged the overall big demand picture in the energy sector here, and it's going to take some time to reverse it. But OPEC's going to try to protect their position. We sort of view the crude oil in a trading range of $60 on the lower end and $95 on the upper end, Dave.
And your U.S. dollar analysis, please?
Well, we've reached the objective we talked about clear back last summer in this 82.50 area. It's probably going to remain somewhat firm here until we get a clear signal on the fate of the U.S. economy here as we go into the first quarter of 2009.
Stay right there, Rita. What is our current status on our challenges,
please? We're looking for 10 more calls by 10:06. 217-244-9455 is the number to call right now.
And $3,000 is on the table, and you be the next caller, you and nine others, and we can go ahead and put away a $2,000 challenge and make a huge dent in our agricultural challenge as well. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Just takes a moment. 217-244-9455. In addition to the hedging positions on the upside, are you looking at some spec positions that you like?
Well, there are several things you can look at. Probably the biggest spec position or spec strategy in the grain market would be somewhat bullish stance from here until middle of December. Seasonally here over the last several years, we've come in and established some lows and seen a seasonal upturn in there. You know, that being said, you can come in and start to buy the market for that seasonal move. And that's probably the most conservative speculative position to hold here. The other thing you can do, too, for the non-agricultural listeners, you know, if you're concerned about your stock portfolio, your 401k, IRA, and all that good stuff, there's simple ways you can hedge that portfolio, too, by using futures and options to protect that, too. And that might be a favorable thing if you're still uneasy about the U.S. economy.
Rita, we're getting very close to our goals.
That's right. Jay Pierce just ran in here. He said we had about 9 more calls to go. He's coming in again. We only have 6 more calls. We got 5 phones. Coincidence? I think
not. Don't think so.
217-244-9455. 5 more calls to go. There are 2 people running back and forth. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. They're working really, really hard to help us let you know how we're doing on these 2 challenges from our callers, the Carpet Weavers and the Decomans, and also to see how we're working on the Ag Challenge from our generous 4 in the Ag community who are encouraging you as an Ag listener and an Ag supporter to get on board and help us pay for the service that you use. 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
Kurt, any last thoughts before we let you go?
Well, I didn't see your name on the government bailout program, so we probably need to come up with a rescue package from the equation here. So I encourage everybody to sort of help in with your bailout program here.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good. Take care.
4 calls to go now, 217-244-9455. As long as you're dialing, we'll continue to count that toward the pledge right now. $2,000 on the table for the fast 4 dialers. 217-244-9455, the number to call. And what am I showing here? I'm showing a piece
three,
of paper.
3 more calls.
It says 3 more calls to go.
So we need a fatter marker on that paper.
Indeed we do. 3 more calls to go, and we'll put
One
more call.
Who wants to be a hero?
Well, there you go. 217-244-9455. In just moments, we'll let you know how we did on the challenge. $2,000 on the table. In the studio is Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.